AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Search and rescue efforts continue, but the confirmed death toll from the earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria has climbed to more than 20,000, and that's certain to rise. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Geir Pedersen.
There are still too many people who are under the rubbles in freezing cold.
And getting aid to survivors is an issue. The World Food Program's Ken Crosley.
Some of the people hardest to reach are in places where there's ongoing conflict.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Brussels made an appeal to become a member of the European Union, speaking through a translator to the European Parliament.
Europe will always be and remain Europe as long as we're together, as long as we take care of our Europe, as we take care of the European way of life.
The Biden administration says the Chinese balloon shot down over the weekend was equipped to collect intelligence signals and was part of a huge military-linked aerial spy program that's targeted more than 40 countries. President Biden in Florida today.
I know that a lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security and Medicare. Well, let me say this. If that's your dream, I'm your nightmare.
Meanwhile, Jackie Quinn reports a member of Congress from Minnesota was attacked in her Washington, D.C. apartment building this morning.
Congresswoman Angie Craig's chief of staff says physically she's suffering from bruises, but okay. She was able to defend herself from the assault, which occurred in the elevator, and called 911. It does not appear the attack was politically motivated. But members of Congress have experienced a spike in threats since the Capitol insurrection in 2021.
A Delaware man who threatened a black police officer as he stormed the U.S. Capitol with a Confederate battle flag has been sentenced to 3 years in prison. Kevin Seafried tearfully apologized before hearing his sentence. This is AP News. A composer whose music you will instantly recognize has died. Marcie Zaraletta has the news.
Songwriter Burt Bacharach has died of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles, according to his publicist. Bacharach was 94.
What's new, pussycat?
Burt Bacharach was a poor student, more interested in sports, but he played piano to make his mom happy. Bacharach won 8 Grammys and 3 Oscars.
What's it all about?
Bacharach's most famous collaborator was composer Hal David, and his go-to singer was Dionne Warwick. Bacharach's songs include Alfie, What's New, Pussycat, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, and This Guy's in Love with You. Naked Eyes, Aretha Franklin, Tom Jones, and Elvis Costello are among those who recorded Bacharach's songs. Bacharach made cameos in the Austin Powers movies. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Walk on by.
And I'm Ben Thomas.
Walk on by.
AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.